Hey, Al, Palm Springs, welcome.
Hey, hi, Evan, how's it going? Hi, Bob and Ion.
Hello.
Hey, you guys are the greatest. I've learned a lot with you guys. I go on the archive all the time.
Awesome.
So, anyways, I'm tired of going to prison, so I was wondering if I was looking into copywriting my name so they can't use it as I go to court, or my question is if I go into my own power and then
That's doing it by means of authority. So if you really want to have some fun, don't copyright your name, trademark it. And then every time they read your name in court, you can charge them a fee. They won't say your name. Then you won't be called to court.
do I have enough power to get
that? Do you have the authority? Do you have the power to do a register of a trademark? Yes, you do.
Okay, cool. So
then every time they call your name, you can say, up. The next thing you know, the court's already bankrupt, and that judge that they're paying to drag you to court ain't getting paid already. So you won't be high on the docket list. They print your name on the docket, up. Excuse me, up. And then after a little while, they're coming, going, you know what, this is a little ridiculous. You have the trademark. And if we tear up this trademark, and if we don't honor the trademark, then Coca-Cola is going to come after us. If we mess up this trademark, then GE is going to come after us. Oh, my gosh, they've undone everything. This is ridiculous. Get this man out of here, quick, and do not say his name or he will send us a bill.
All right. Ooh,
and then you can draw the judge into an antitrust suit for violating your trademark infringement.
Good. All
that's right. Power. Has nothing to do with authority. That's power.